to Si.
Spend the day with Si.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Si's Thursday Live.
Radio Si's Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Sairam, dear listeners, till now you have heard the afternoon satsang. It's now time for us to go to the next segment of this Thursday Live. And this is Ganesh from the Sri Satya Sai Media Center, Prashantirilliam. Along with me is Brother Bhargav. Sairam Bhargav.
Sairam Ganesh.
To take you across to one more new episode of the Vera Jignasa program. And collectively, we shall offer our pranams at His lotus feet. And with a prayer that every thought, word and deed is His inspiration, we shall commence today's episode with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram.
Om Gananantva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पतान शृण्वन्नोतिभिः सेदसादनम् प्रणो देवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजिनीवती धीनामवित्र्यवतु गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ.
So Bhargav, continuing the quest for
the true,
what exactly is true wealth. So continuing on those lines, we shall go ahead finding out what is there in the quest.
Yes.
So when we talk of quest, Bhargav, in the previous episode, we thought when we are finding out something, when we are trying to unearth something, lot of doubts arise, lot of questions crop up in our mind.
Correct. Basically, the questions came up and Swami answered them. We just became the conduits, okay?
Yes.
So we just took Swami's discourses and just verbatim, probably we just, like a parrot, we just
rattled it out
and so beautifully they had, those were the answers to the questions which were posed to us. So, I think probably if you go to the next verse now, when you told that this is about the quest of the true wealth, so probably in today's episode, I think it will be pertinent to add that it is the true inner wealth, because that's what we have found. We have unraveled few more things which are so interesting, and then as we go ahead, the next line, if we chant the first line of it, or
we chant both the lines now.
Yes.
आदित्यवर्णे तपसोधि जातो वनस्पतिस्तव वृक्षोथ बिल्वः तस्य फलानि तपसानुदन्तु मायान्तरायाश्च बाह्या अलक्ष्मी.
सो यू नो वन वर्स वन वर्ड विच कम्स अगेन एंड अगेन यू नो ऑलवेज इज तपस.
यस.
सो इफ यू जस्ट गो ए लिटिल मोर डीपर इनटू दिस वर्ड तपस एंड देन इफ यू सी our ancient Hindu scriptures. So, one thing which always comes up is the Shat Sampati, the six types of wealth. So, what is the six types of wealth? It's not that, diamonds and gold and platinum. No, not that, not that at all. I think, you know, whenever, I think one thing we have learned, Ganesh, correct, that when going through this program, that whatever we think is the real thing is always a reflection of what is there inside us.
Exactly.
So Swami always says, everything is a reflection of the inner being. So we should have this habit now to anything we encounter, try to see the inner meaning of it, or the inner, what is the actual inner action of it, so that the reflection comes out. So in this case again, these six, the Shat Sampat, the six types of wealth, they go with the name wealth, the true wealth. And you know, what more apt than
the quest for true wealth.
But you know, that's why we added that one small word called inner wealth, because these six talk about the inner wealth. And then in this verse, when we say that by her tapas, mother is doing tapas. So first of all, why mother should do tapas at all? You know, like how Swami does everything. Swami says, my life is my message. He does everything and shows us that this is how it should be. So mother also is trying to show us that this is how the life sojourn should be. This is how you should actually conduct your life. So just without getting into much delay in this, if you just go to the six types of wealth, which we have just encountered. You told that last week we unearthed few things. This week is one more turn of having some more wealth to be unearthed. So these are the six. Ganesh, we'll just touch upon them briefly.
Exactly.
One is Sama. Second is Dama. Third is Uparati. Fourth is Titiksha. Then comes Shraddha. You know, Shraddha has been a favorite of Shirdi Baba also and Swami also. And then finally is Samadhana. So can we just touch upon them a little bit so that, you know, we'll know what actually is the true wealth, true inner wealth.
Surely. So when we talk of Sama, it means controlling of the external senses.
Yes.
So when we talk about Dama, it is controlling of the inner senses. And then when we talk of Uparati, turning inwards.
Swami always gives his example of a tortoise. So, like
withdrawal of your
of senses.
Senses.
And then, you know, I remember we had mentioned one experience also about on these lines that once during Atiratra Mahayagyam, Swami had indicated or instructed
how to chant Rudram.
How to chant Rudram. In that, actually, if you remember, this was narrated by Brother Vinay. That time was a Karnataka youth. So Swami had shared with him personally that the way to chant Rudram is have your gaze fixed on an external object or outside without wavering your eyes, but keeping the gaze inwards, trying to see what is happening inside you. So probably this is what is Uparati. It means you are conducting in the world normally, but always be conscious of what is happening
inside. So everything is a reflection of the inner being as you have told. Then the next one comes Titiksha. The result of this Uparati, because it gives you a sense of what exactly is the truth. So it tells you to be equanimous in all kinds of situations. Whether it is good or bad, heat or cold. Out of the dualities of life, you will be able to absorb it in an equanimous way.
I think it will be pertinent to repeat one experience which you had shared about Kasturi Garu. I think it can be a repetition, but it's very apt here. Can you just share that?
So that was the time when Kasturi Garu's son passed away. And everybody was very sad, but very surprisingly, Kasturi Garu was not at all moved by the course of events. And he was in such a state because of the blessing of Swami. He told one of the devotees that, see, life is like a train journey and all of us are co-passengers. His station had come and he had to get down. When my turn comes, I will get down. Then when his son's body was placed on the pyre, he chanted Asatoma Satgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityorma Amritangamaya. So the level of equanimity that Kasturi Garu had was blessed with, that is the true titiksha that each one of us have to pray to
especially
Swami to
Ganesh
grant.
Ganesh, when you say the biggest shokam is in front of you when your own son passes away. Putra shokam is supposed to be the most painful misery which which anyone can encounter. So in that state, he had that equanimity. So this is again a blessing of mother, blessing of Swami. So this is again which we all have to, this is a real inner wealth which we need to cultivate. So then after that comes Shraddha. So, you know, there'll be a question that Shraddha, why you are talking about somewhere in the end or something. So, you know, always we all have this fickle mindedness. Okay, I did Samadama for one day, or I did Uparati or Titiksha for one day. Next day, I should not become the same old man, same old person. I should continue this. I should persevere. I should not stop it. The Shraddha, you know, the concentration, the sincerity to persevere and continue the practice which we have taken up.
Mm.
So that is again a real test.
Exactly.
So when that happens, then the final goal is...
Actually, when we are talking of Shraddha, to take a small deviation, which is in the current state of affairs, when Cheteshwar Pujara was batting in the Australian test match, he was taking so many blows. When he was asked about what exactly you did during the lockdown period, when the IPL matches were going on, Cheteshwar Pujara was the one who was not attending the matches, and he had no prior match practice before he had gone to the Australia Test Series. So his mind was focused completely on how to take the challenge of the fast bowlers of the Australians. And then that Shraddha, that continuity of just I have to face the Australian test bowlers and I have to practice only for that. His mind was not even deviating for like, why am I not playing the IPL? His focus, that one-pointedness, was totally on the Australian series, and the results say it all.
Yeah, we all seen it, correct.
And then the last one, which is the result of all the five types of wealth,
is the
most wanted and pined for, actually.
Yeah.
That Samadhana.
Samadhana. Samadhana is like the contentment, which we can call it.
Mm.
It is that which in any, like, you know, even if you have any type of misery or any type of difficulty, when you you add this contentment or or we can call santosham or like in trupti.
Trupti.
If you add it,
santrupti.
Santrupti. Swami calls it santrupti. If you add this to it, it you know, nullifies everything else.
Mm.
So it's very, very crucial wealth to be gained. You know, we need to have, you know, you need to not pine for Konbanga Karodpati. We need to pine for Samadhana.
Exactly.
Okay, so then probably Ganesh, after talking about these six types of wealth, we can even touch upon some other, you know, our own scriptures where we talk about such types of tapas, which, you know, the word which triggered all these thoughts is the tapas. So in one more,
maybe first, in order to make people understand the general meaning of what exactly tapas means, maybe that will give a more broader outlook.
Yeah.
Tapas means, in daily parlance, it is penance. So an effort which is put, an extra effort that is put to achieve something,
okay,
is a penance. You have a goal. In order to achieve that, you put lot of effort. For example, when Mother Parvati wanted to get wedded to Lord Shiva, she underwent lot of austerities and lot of penance. And in the process, some things get burnt out.
Okay. So the dross, the negativities get burnt out.
Something gets shed away.
Mm.
So what is it that gets shed away? And what is the result of that tapas?
Yes.
What is the result of the penance?
Mm.
If we can highlight upon that, then maybe the sentence of Adityavarne tapasodijato vanaspatistava vrukshota bilvaha will be more clearer.
Yeah. So probably as we go ahead, to just understand what tapas is, in one more viewpoint, one more facet, you know, our Sanatana Dharma, our Vedic religion has got so many different facets. So one, we just touched upon the inner six types of inner wealth, which culminates in Samadhana, which is nothing but contentment, Santrupti, what Swami calls. So other way is, you know, if you go to Patanjali Yoga Sutras, he talks about the two main stepping stones to reaching the exalted state of Samadhi. So one is Yama. Yama is those which you should not do. You should try to avoid your mind from doing. And you know, there's a trick. Swami always says that mind's nature is like water. It always tries to flow down, like how water flows down. So there, the next step, which is very, very crucial and very important, is Niyama. Niyama is those observances or those practices which are like fire. You know, it gives the fire element to the mind. Means fire is always something which goes up.
Goes up.
Urdhamukham always tries to go. It never goes down. So again, tapas, the factor of tapas comes here also. So the tapas in this case is, according to Patanjali, Maharshi Patanjali, the five practices which he calls as tapas, as niyamas, which we can call as tapas in this case. So one is shaucham. Shaucham means purity. The external purity, the cleanliness, and the inner purity also. Second is Santosham. Santosham means, again, being always happy, not get bogged down by the vagaries of the mind. That is the second one. Third is Swadhyaya. Mm. Never give up your study of scriptures or your any
Swadhyaya na pramaditavyam.
It comes in Shikshavali also. Mm. So, you know, whenever you give that extra every day, not extra, whenever you give that dose of spirituality, dose of some good books, some ennobling thoughts to your mind, it always remains happy. It doesn't go into the old ways of thinking negatively.
So actually, there is a small addition also to this. The Swadhyaya, as Swami tells, it is not only the study of the Vedas, but it is a triple study of the Upanishads, the Brahma Sutras, and also the Bhagavad Gita.
Oh, the Prasthanatraya.
Prasthanatraya, which gives you a entirety of the knowledge.
Yeah. But, you know, in the present context, if listeners think that, oh my God, this is a little too much, what they are telling to study Brahma Sutra, study Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, we are getting overwhelmed. I think Swami's discourses, Swami's Chinnakathas are, I think, more than enough. I think
Swami has encapsulated all the Vedas and gave it as a beautiful two-sentenced mantra for us. That is, love all, serve all, and help ever, hurt never.
Yeah. No, but even if you want to say, okay, let my mind be happy, let my mind be always focused on positivity. Mm. So probably pick up a nice Chindakatha story of Swami and then dwell on it. Take a discourse of Swami and probably put the discourse stream of radio of Satsai Media Center. So you will get that Swadhyaya automatically. 24 hours a day. So if you go to the third one, that is tapas. So tapas itself is, and then Swami talks about the three types of tapas. One is the physical tapas, then the mental tapas, and the vachika tapas. That is the tapas of the vak, tapas of the speech. Mm. So all the three have to be taken care properly, according to Swami. Mm. Then your mind will become really focused. Your mind will become one-pointed. Mm. And then finally, for everything, the culmination is Ishvara Pranidhana, means you do everything and say, it is all you, Lord, who has done this. You know, the previous verse we had just said that how the Lakshmi will get destroyed. When Padminivim Sharanam Ham Prapadye, Alakshmir Me Nashyatam Tvam Rune. So, you know, we had just mentioned that if you surrender and offer everything to the mother, whatever actions we do as an offering to her, so she'll take care of it. So, that is the culmination of this facet of tapas, which is in Patanjali Yoga Sutras.
Actually, when we closely observe this, I am reminded of a very beautiful incident. See, this tapas, the last aspect is Ishvara Pranidhanam. So all these austerities, all these disciplines are, they give us a sense of closeness towards God. Mm. And it purifies us. So how to do that? So some people tell, if you have to attain God, you need to do a lot of sadhana. So some people do not want to undergo that process, but still get the blessings of the Lord.
Yes.
So then Swami gives a beautiful answer for this. And Professor Nanjundaya sir, who was our former controller, shares a very sweet incident of what happened in the Vrindavan near Swami's residence. When he had got this same doubt, life is a continuous process of evolution.
Yes.
Like, we are not the same person as we were yesterday. Mm. So, we are not the same person as we are an hour before.
Correct.
There is some sort of change that is going on continuously.
Now, the change is happening because of Veda Jigyasa.
Exactly.
We are getting lot of wisdom.
Lot of inputs. And then, in the presence of God, that gives us some more opportunities to make our lives more better, and it gives a transformation to our lives. So then Nanjundaya sir, who was already there for a long time with Swami, had the same doubt. So being with Swami, have I changed or not?
Okay.
Samipyam of Swami should obviously get a change in you.
Correct.
So this doubt was cleared by Swami, and we shall see how this question was answered by Swami.
Once I was standing in front of his room. We were a few of them, a few students and myself. It was lunch time. Swami was inside the room in the first floor, old Vrindavan. And one by one they withdrew, they went for lunch. I was left alone. When I looked this side, that side, they had left. And in my own mind, I just told, in my own heart, I said, Swami, is there any improvement in myself, Swami? I have been with you for a few years. Is there any improvement in myself, Swami? Nalo emaina improvement unda, Swami? In Telugu, I just thought within myself. Swami came. He stretched his hand like this, held it like this. Give me, give me, give me. He got down some three steps, took a turn and walked up and sat in his sofa. I also followed him. I didn't know what he was asking. He said, give me, give me, give me, give me. That is, you, he said. Give me, give me. What to give? I do not know. Swami sat down and said, a person goes to goldsmith, gives gold and says, please make a very beautiful jewel out of that and give it to me. But one condition, please don't put it in the crucible. Don't hit it in the hammer. Don't cut it. But kindly do a beautiful jewel and give it to me. Yours is like that. He told me, yours is like that. Said, Besharatga ni manasnakichese. Without condition, give me your heart to me. Allow me to do whatever I want. Do I do it unnecessarily? No. Processing. In the processing, what is the object of the entire processing? He says, Naggana. Is it for my sake? No. Niggana. No. To make that an example for the world, Adasam Chupinchadaniki, then that will chair. Give me unconditionally.
So Bhargav, after listening to Nanjundeya sir and the example of the gold and the crucible and the process,
yeah,
I think it's now time for us to offer ourselves in the hands of the Lord.
Yes.
And to let him carry on the process of beating and heating and let us, without knowing itself, that tapas is happening day in and day out for us.
So beautiful, yes. So again, then the next, if you just go to the next few words, Adityavarne tapasodhi jato vanaspatistava vrukshotha bilvaha. So here the mention of bilva comes. So I think bilva itself has so much of vast meanings. You know, we were overwhelmed by the number of meanings, which number of interpretations and number of positive energies about bilva. So in this case, Ganesh, one thing which we feel that is very pertinent to note here is that when a tapas happens, when an austerity is taken up, when someone does some hard work, something to attain a particular goal or to reach God, whatever you say it, so definitely there'll be some fruits of the actions which we get. So the next line says, before just going into the bilva, if you go to the next line, tasya phalani tapasanudantu mayantarayascha bahya alakshmihi. So it says that the tapas, the inner tapas which you do, will remove your inner negativities, and the bilva fruit is the one which
emerges
and removes the outside wretchedness. So you know, like if you see, otherwise also if you take bilva tree as such, it's supposed to be a wonderful drug, wonderful in
medicinal
properties it has got, which is like it's like a panacea for many ills. That's what it's known as in our ancient traditions also. So if you just before going into the detail of these how inner tapas and how the fruit is bilva, we can just touch upon what bilva is actually. So we'll give a lot of insight into it. You know, we found interestingly three different stories of birth of bilva. So like one by one, we can just share with our listeners.
Exactly, yeah. The first one, Goddess Sridevi wanted to attain a position very, very close to the Lord's heart. So she was pining for a place in the Lord's heart. So she went and prayed to Lord Mahadeva to grant her a boon that she occupies a place in the Lord's heart. And then the Lord blesses her because of her intense tapas and austerity. A bilva tree emerges out of her. And then, as we all know, the Bilwa tree, Bilwa leaf is very, very dear to Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva, yeah.
He is very much pleased with the austerity of Mother Lakshmi.
Mm.
And he blesses her with the boon of granting a place in the Lord Vishnu's heart.
You know, just to add to your point here, I remember that Swami always used to say, you know, I have a Srivatsa mark on my Vakshasthala. You want to see? Many times Swami used to very playfully like pull our legs. You want to see? You want to see? He wanted always. So basically he wanted to show that he's none other than Sri Mahavishnu only. That Srivatsa mark, which is nothing but a symbolism of Mother Lakshmi, is there on his heart. Remember, I think many times Swami used to play this prank with us. So this is one thing. Second, there's one more story about Mother Parvati. It seems Mother Parvati's sweat on her brow when it fell down on the ground, from there emerged the Bilwa tree. So again, you know, Ganesh, there's so much of inner symbolism in this story also that whenever you do a tapas, whenever you do an austerity. So one thing, if you do a hard work, if you just go into the sun and do something, some service you do, you'll definitely get sweat on your brow.
Mm.
So it's an indication that you have done some hard work, you've done some tapas. Mm. So when that sweat falls, the fruit which comes out is Bilwa.
So fruit of the effort that you have put in
is Bilwa. Mm. So this is the second story which it talks about the emerging of the Bilwa tree.
Mm.
The third one, Ganesh?
The third one, it is actually taken from the Agni Purana, where Sridevi was going around in the form of Kamadhenu, so the celestial cow. So Bilwa tree grew on the dung that fell from her as a Kamadhenu. So then from that, all the medicinal properties of the Bilwa tree had emerged.
Okay. And then not only that, even the Parvati symbolism also, it says that because it came from the sweat of Parvati's brow.
Mm.
So the whole Bilwa tree is suffused, is saturated with the tattva of Parvati. That's why it is so dear to Lord Shiva when you offer it to him. And then if you actually go to the Bilwa tree as such, you know, they say the Bilwa fruit is a very good panacea for heat stroke.
Mm.
It's a very good coolant. Mm. It gives you that coolness in your body.
Mm.
And then, you know, we cannot miss the Bilwa Dalam.
Mm.
The three-leaved Bilwa Dalam, we call it.
Mm.
The small twig of it. So it has got so many symbolisms. Means when you offer, you know, whenever we offer, if the listeners have noticed that, whenever you offer a Bilwa Patram or Bilwa Dalam to Lord Shiva, it's always those three.
We put Tridalam.
We plug the three which are there together in the end of the small branch of the tree, and then we offer it to the Lord.
Mm.
It has got, again, so many symbolisms. And to just understand what these symbolisms are, it is actually praying to the Lord, praying to Lord Shiva, that take us beyond these three. What are those three? There are so many threes, actually.
Mm.
So let's get into those three.
Exactly.
I think we had once done it before in
Ganpati Atharvashirsham.
So we just chant that line so that we'll get a beautiful insight into that. Tvam
gunatraya titaha, tvam avasthatraya titaha, tvam dehatraya titaha, tvam kalatraya titaha, tvam shaktitrayatmakaha.
So all these threes, First four threes take us beyond.
Mm.
The last three make us worthy of those three.
Those three.
So we just get into all the, what are the threes actually?
Mm. The first one is Gunatraya, the Sattva, Rajas, Tamo Gunas.
Mm.
The second one is Avasthatraya. So the three avasthas.
Jagrata, Swapna, Sushupti.
Mm.
So once you go beyond these three states, you go to the state of Turiya.
Mm.
So we are praying to the Lord, we are offering these Bilwa Patram, is that please take us beyond these three states.
Mm. The next one is Dehatraya, causal body, the subtle body, and the
gross body. Sthula, Sukshma, Karna Sharira. So means we are even asking Lord that take us beyond the Karna Sharira so that we become Mahakarna. We become one with the universe.
Mm. And then Kalatrayatita is the Trikala.
Yeah.
So past, present, and future. And then the last one, Shaktitrayatmaka.
ಇಚ್ಛಾಶಕ್ತಿ,
ಕ್ರಿಯಾಶಕ್ತಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಶಕ್ತಿ.
ಸೊ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೋ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲಿ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಇವನ್ ಇನ್ ಲಲಿತಾ ಸಹಸ್ರನಾಮಂ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಪ್ರೇ ಟು ದ ಬಿಲ್ವದಳಂ, ವಿ ಪ್ರೇ ಟು ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಆಫರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಿಲ್ವದಳಂ, ದಟ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಅಸ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ದೀಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಅಂಡ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅಸ್ ಅ ಗ್ಲಿಮ್ಸ್ by his grace of these three, that is the shaktis, the three type of shaktis. One of them is nothing but our mother Lakshmi also.
So Bhargav, when you carefully observe the first sentence, aditya varne tapaso dijato vanaspatistava vrukshota bilvaha tasya phalani tapasanu dantu mayantarayascha bahya alakshmi. So when we talk of the bilva, it gives us medicinal benefits, which cures us of the external illnesses,
yes,
or external ailments. So the tapas, which has resulted in the emergence of the bilva, gives you a sense of security from the inner enemies.
Yes.
So it makes you pure from inside.
Yes.
So both the external as well as the internal elements are taken care of,
yes,
which are troubling you. So are you able to match anything from our own student lives when you go through this particular stanza?
Oh, you're telling about the austerities, the so-called you can say physical hardships.
Exactly.
We encounter during,
as Swami tells it, this is nothing but bending the body, mending the senses and ending the mind.
I think, are you indicating to the sports meet?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So anything on that, please, if you can just...
Because when we talk of tapas, it is all about one-pointedness. It is all about focusing on a certain goal. And when we have seen the five kinds of steps in Niyama,
yeah,
the last one is Ishvara Pradhana. So when you are wishing for getting the proximity of the Lord, means that is to please the Lord.
Yeah.
So what is it that we do? Our one-pointedness is the one that leads to that.
Correct.
As Swami tells so beautifully in every Sankranti discourse, that our university children are so special in conducting the sports meet because they have only one goal, that is to please Swami.
Yes.
So just to have a clap from Swami's hand, just to find a beautiful smile on that countenance of Swami.
Yeah.
That is the only goal with which the entire process of sports meet takes place.
Yes.
So that itself is a process of tapas for all of us.
Correct. So beautifully put. Yes, I agree. And then even in the sixth, the Shat Sampad we are talking about. So I think the final culmination and the result of that smile on Swami's face, or that pat from Swami, or say very good, or a clap, is nothing but samadhana. That is that inner contentment, that joy, which the santrupti means, when you feel that you have made the Lord himself happy or the mother herself happy. So I think that there's nothing else, no other wealth which is greater than that.
So that is one aspect. The other main aspect, as students we have find out that sports meet is one of the ways to reach out to the Lord. When we talk of the vast organization that Swami has established for all of us, why Swami has given us the title of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization? Seva is the tapas that each and every devotee of Swami has to go through.
Yes.
Which gives us a proximity to the Lord, which gets us rid of all the negative qualities that are
the inner
there
cross,
in inner, yes, and the external, because that gives you a sense of discipline, a sense of fulfillment, and sense of transformation.
Correct.
So these two aspects go hand in hand when we go through this particular
and
shlokam.
Then as we had mentioned in the last episode, what is Alakshmi? So all that which is negative, all that which is stopping us or having an impediment in our spiritual growth or progress, all those things are automatically got rid of when we follow this tapas which we just mentioned. And then that Lakshmi, which is the real inner wealth, will always come to us.
Exactly. I think we are running out of time, because when we start discussing about the sports meet, the seva activities, the time just flies, because that is the process that Swami wants each one of us to go through, as in the Vedas it is told, nakarmana na praja dhanena tyage naike amrutatva manasuhu. Only it is through giving and giving up,
correct,
that we attain immortality and not through anything else.
Wow, correct.
So that sense of ego, that sense of pride that we have, the body consciousness that we have, when we start giving up, that is when we become one with the Lord.
Correct.
So I think with these few words, we request once again all the listeners to please do write in your feedback, your thoughts to listener@ssmediacenter.org or WhatsApp it to 9393258258. In the next week's episode, we shall continue with the journey of finding out what exactly is the true
wealth.
With a prayer from the bottom of our hearts that every thought, word and deed is His inspiration, we shall continue, we shall end today's class with the Kshama Pradhana Mantram.
यदक्षरपदभ्रष्टं मात्राहीनं तु यद्भवेत् तत्सर्वं क्षम्यतां देवा नारायण नमोऽस्तु ते विसर्गबिन्दुमात्राणि पदपादाक्षराणि च न्यूनानि चातिरिक्तानि क्षमस्व सा ईश्वरा अपराधसहस्राणि क्रियन्ते हर्निशन्मया दासोऽयमिति मां मत्वा क्षमस्व सा ईश्वरा अन्यथा शरणं नास्ति त्वमेव शरणं मम तस्मात् कारुण्यभावेन रक्ष रक्ष सा ईश्वरा हरिः ओं तत्सत् श्रीसाईश्वरार्पणमस्तु.
So from a few moments from now, you'll be listening to the Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Jari Telugu live segment. Stay tuned to Asia Stream. Sai Ram and happy listening.
Love you. ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ